I hope you're enjoying your stay here in the nation's capital as we get set for the KZ2 Super Series, its first visit to the nation's capital. And about to come out onto the circuit is the Euroz Driver Management System Super Pole, part of the Race Culture Motorsport Designs 2016. KZ2 Super Series, and just to let you know, the point systems for this event, it's points only awarded on the final at the end of today. It's first place 25 points, second place 20 points, third 16, fourth 13, fifth place 11th, and then it goes on down to eventually 1 point if you finish 15th. There's a bonus point for winning the Super Pole, so there's points up for grabs right now, including another bonus point if you can sweep the event. That includes the pole and all the races. So it's going to be a very hotly contested start to this New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. You can check out more details on Facebook. Just look up NSW KZ2 Super Series and you can find out all the details of how it's tracking on Facebook. So, race day here and the Euroz Super Pole session about to get underway. So we'll look at the entrance here, and it's Daniel Orsini in the 19, Tim Thornton in the 58, Kouros Emir in the 6, Josh Pontaglione in the 27, Matthew Nipperis in the 16, Dylan Pintilli in the 38, Josh Buchanan in the 12, Michael Peace in the 46, and Jack Westcombe-Casey in the 88, and the 4 is Dean Starling. So we'll see the Euroz Super Pole underway as the first cart comes across the control line. And it's Josh Buchanan who was the first cart out in this qualifying session. The Euroz Driver Management Super Pole. So as the carts make their way around, oh, the 38 cart, Dylan Pintilini completely messing up the dip off the back straight. Now, remembering that these carts are 6-speed gearbox and they can reach up to 125 kilometres an hour as they hit the braking zone coming down the back straight, as that is an indication of how things can go wrong. So the 38, brand new tyres, just getting warmed up, and already trouble has struck that effort. So, fastest man on the circuit is Josh Buchanan in the 12. His time a 31.116. He bettered his first lap time and now sits atop the Euroz Super Pole. Dylan Pinlini, the man who was just off the circuit, at a 31.851. Then it's Josh Pontaglione at a 31.904. Matthew Nipperis sets his fastest time, a 32.38. Buchanan, the man they're all chasing, he goes quicker again. The Lithgow driver in the TB cart with the TM engine has set the marker now to a 30.668. Josh Buchanan in the 12, fastest man in the Euroz Super Pole, kicking things off here today. It's the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, but the first round of the Race Culture 2016 New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. Buchanan has got the time to beat, a 30.634. Nipperis is now second fastest. He's a 30.050. Pintilini now with a 31.38. Then it's back to Starling, Pontaglione, Orsini, Peace. Now, Westcombe-Casey and Amiri have not put a time into this session. So as the qualifying, now up to 3.25 minutes, the session has got Josh Buchanan out there on the circuit. He's completed 5 laps, and I think he's looking at winding down now. His last lap was 2 seconds off his best. Matthew Nipperis also has completed 5 laps. He's still out there circulating, but just giving those tyres a bit of time to recover. Dean Starling now goes up to second fastest. So Dean Starling with a 31.008 is the man sharing the front row with Josh Buchanan. So it's Lithgow and North Shore, followed by Canberra, and then it's Pintolini in the 38, another of the North Shore Car Club entrants. So still, Westcombe, Casey and Amiri not going out in qualifying. So we're down to just the 8 carts in qualifying there. Okay, just getting some information that Westcombe Casey won't be running today. And evidently Kuros Amiri blew up his engine yesterday in practice. So not a great way to start the KZ2 Super Series for Amiri. So time counting down. We've reached to 4 minutes and 45 second mark. Most of the carts coming in now, they don't figure they're going to get a better time than Josh Buchanan's 30.634. So a 30.634 is the marker they're shooting at. And now most of the carts in this first Euros driver management system. It is 5 minutes up and qualifying goes to the number 12, Josh Buchanan. The 30.634. Starling in the forecart is the second fastest, and it's Nipperis, Pintolini, that's Pontaleone, Orsini, Peace, and Thornton making up the 8 starters for the KZ2 Race Culture New South Wales KZ2 Super Series, which the first heat will be coming up a little later on today. We're away and racing, but I haven't seen the green lights. So the green light looked like it was given by the starter there. Lachlan Campbell was on the pole. Zach Bates in the 24. Then it's Kent Fasse-Aillon in the 9. Jackson Fraser, Darcy Boulding, Sebastian Ruiz is in the 28. Then the 11, Brady Bryan, Hamish Fitzsimmons, and Josh Hart in the 07. So your leader is Lachlan Campbell from Bates. Then it's Fraser, Fasse-Aillon in the 9. Ruiz having to do some work here to come through the traffic as they work their way around the top 3. Well, in fact, the top 4 are all fairly close together. Campbell getting away slightly from Bates, but Bates underneath the back bumper of Campbell. As they start, Campbell, Bates under pressure from Fasse-Aillon. Fasse-Aillon in 3rd place, really starting to put some pressure on now. That's the JV Motorsports Hurstville truck. Top cart from Lithgow. He's got the fastest lap of the race as well. Kent Fasse-Aillon now working his way up the inside of Campbell. Bates has made his move. Van Bates is your new race leader. He skips away to a handy advantage as he works his way up the hill. 3 laps now completed. 3 laps completed here. 7 remain as the leader is Zach Bates. Fasse-Aillon in the 9, closing up that gap now. Bates going to grab the fastest lap of the race on that first clear lap in front, a 36.116 now, his best. Campbell under pressure from Fraser, and Ruiz looking to the inside of Fraser as they come through turns 12 and 13. As they work their way up the pit straight, Bates and Fiaz, the two at the front, skipping away. As Bates and Fiaz are on. Away at the front. They've kicked away quite well. Campbell still has got Fraser and Ruiz behind him. So Ruiz in the 28, just not quite working through the traffic as quickly as he would like. Bates a 36.4 on that last lap. Fiaz Aon is a 36.2. So Fiaz Aon just keeping the pace up. Bates quick into the S's that time. Through 12 and 13 now. Fiaz Aon working up the front straight. Oh, Bates and Fiaz Aon almost getting together there as they headed towards the kink. Along the pit straight now, it's single file racing. It's still Campbell, Fraser, Ruiz behind. Then it's back to Boulding, Fitzsimmons, Bryant, Hart and Tapares round out the rest of the running order. In fact, Tapares not out on the circuit, in fact. So race leader in a good, clean race so far. Coming up to lap number 7. Bates in that Bates Automo, the Bates Advanced Driving top cart leading the way. The JV Motorsports Hurstful tracking top cart of Fiaz Aon still keeping the pressure right on there. The front two through the dip now towards the S's as the leader works his way to the leaders head back up the pit straight. Ruiz looks like he's a bit closer to Fraser now, hoping to be able to take that fourth position before the end of this run. The white flag at the ready. So the white flag about to go out this time by four. Your race leader in Zach Bates. Kent Fiaz Aon running in second. Still it's Campbell. Campbell with Fraser and Ruiz as almost a touch there. They come through the pit turn for the final time. Up the pit straight and Bates and Fiaz Aon. They've had a good battle. Good clean battle right throughout this heat number one in Cadet Nines. Brought to you by Ruiz Construction. As they come through the dip now, it's Bates leading the way. Fiaz Aon just about three cart lengths back through the S's. It's Bates who has the advantage through turn 13 and to the checkered flag. Bates takes the victory. Fiaz Aon only 0.1 of a second behind at the checkered flag. Back there for Campbell, Lachlan Campbell coming home in third, Jackson Fraser, then it's Sebastian Ruiz, Darcy Boulding, Hamish Fitzsimmons, Brady Bryant, Josh Hart rounding out the running order, the P plate back there. Still on the leader's lap, which is a great sign. So the checker flag out there, and Bates takes the first win of this second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So heading out onto the circuit now, we have the Junior Light, the KA4s, heat number one, Thomas Sargent's in the 47, who'll start from the pole. Out there in position number two is the 17 of Russell Mayo, the 61 of Georgian Mazzaroli, Then it's the 52 of Jake Greentree. Cameron Ward's in the 56. Then it's Mia Bolton in the 23. Theodore Levines. The next card out there. Behind him is Bailey Sweeney. Ryan Mills. Then it's Thomas McLeod, Lachlan Strickland, and Blake Mortbit. So as we get set for a start here in Junior Lights, should be a good race, I am sure. Great class normally here. Sergeant 47. Mayo in the 17. They'll have a good battle. The Tegra Australia card up against the Full Throttle Race Engines entry. They come to the light and they're racing away. And it is Sergeant who gets the jump as they work their way into the pit turn for the first time. Sergeant from Grenfell trying to clear out and get himself a handy buffer at the front of the field. I think Mazzaroli has gone with him. That's the Wollongong driver in the Casina 105 Italian restaurant entry. They work their way down through the dip, and it is race leader in Thomas Sargent. Back then to Mazzaroli. Mayo in the 17 has fallen back to third. Then it's the 23 of Mia Bolton, who's worked her way up through the field. Behind her is Levines, Ward, Sweeney. Then it's Mills, Strickland, McLeod, Mortby, and Greentree rounding out the runners. So as Thomas Sargent with the IAMI engine, the Cosmic Cart, heads down into the S's once again with a handy buffer. Mazzaroli in second position has got Mayo now starting to challenge. Then it's back to Bolton. Levines has got past Ward going through turns 12 and 13. So that gives Levines now fourth place. Bolton has also dropped back. So Bolton's made a mistake there going through the S's that time, because she headed down into the S's in that fourth place. So Bolton with some more work to do as she heads through the S's once again. But it is Sargent who leads the way. Mazzaroli is being passed by Mayo. So the 17 back up to second position. Then it's back to Levines, Ward. Levines and Ward, the two local Canberra drivers. One's in the red speed. The other is in the top cart chassis. And then it's back to Bolton, who's in the Esprit. So as the leaders come across the start finish line, four laps now completed, and Thomas Sargent just sets his fastest lap of the race. So it's a 34.040 for Thomas Sargent, who leads the way. Sargent, Mayo, Mazzaroli, Levines, Ward, Bolton, Sweeney, Mills, Strickland, Mortbe. Then it's Greentree and McLeod rounding out the running order. So Sargent out to a 1.5 second lead. Oh, Mia Bolton locking it up, going down into the S's that time. Got right onto the back of Cameron Ward. And she had to just slam on the anchors to try and pull up the cart before crashing into the back of her fellow Canberra driver. So Mia Bolton now with some work to do. Still in sixth place, but has dropped off the back of that battle between Ward and Levines. Sargent leading. He's extending his lead at every lap. New lap record each time through. A 33.8 the last time. This time by, it's a 33.838. So going quicker again. Mayo, Mazzaroli, second and third. The North Shore Kart Club driver of Mayo in the 17 kart racing out of the Eastern Creek karting circuit. And, of course, the Wollongong Kart Club member, Mazzaroli, the 61. Casina 105 Italian restaurant. That's based out of Picton there at the Wollongong Kart Club circuit. So Sargent now completes lap number 7. It's Mayo, Mazzaroli, Levains and Ward. Still nose to tail, but no one's actually challenged for position yet. As they work their way, here goes Levains up around the top of the circuit, and Levains will take fourth position now. Ward will take fourth position now. So Ward in the 58, Levains shuffled back one spot. Levains tries to go in, and they touch. So contact there, and around the outside of 12 and 13, Mia Bolton will grab the two positions back. So Ward dove down inside in the hard left-hander of the S's that time. There was nothing else but contact that was going to result, and they both came together. Mia Bolton is the beneficiary. She's back up to fourth position. So as Sargent continues to lead the way, it's the 47 to the white flag now as Thomas Sargent from Grenfell. We're looking forward to that Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids coming up a bit later in the racing season. It's always a great meeting there. But Thomas Sargent leading the way now. Mayo, Mazzaroli and Bolton. Ward and Levains. Then it's back to Sweeney. Mills, Strickland, Mortby, Greentree as they head to the checkered flag now. The leader comes through the final turn and to the checkered flag. Thomas Sargent takes the victory here in heat number 1 of Junior Light. Mayo second, Mazzaroli third. Well, Bolton will be happy with that fourth place finish after making a mistake early in the race. Ward, Levains, they'll have a discussion at the end of the race, you feel assured. Then it's back to Sweeney, Mills, Strickland, Mortby and Greentree rounding out the runners. Great start to the Junior Lights here at Canberra. This is round 2 of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Nicholas Caruso will start on the pole in Junior Heavy in the 13 kart. Then it's the 28 of Lachlan Manif, the 35 of Jordan Giannopoulos. Then it's Jaden Boulding in the 16, Taylor Harness in the 48. Oh, we've got chaos here before the start as three karts are involved in some shenanigans. That includes Chancellor, Boulding and also the 88 of Bianchi. So Callanan, Stefanovic's in the 67P, the 88P is Bianchi, 19 is Braden Taylor, and as I mentioned, Taylor Chancellor in the 21, William Callanan is in the 44. So the front row is Nicholas Caruso and Lachlan Manif. We'll see how they form up this time. Hopefully they'll be in good order and ready to go racing. Caruso and Manif on the front row as they come to green. They're racing and it's Caruso who gets the jump. Manif goes wide. That opens the door for the third place man of Giannopoulos to come through. So Giannopoulos is up into second position. As they work their way around the top of the circuit for the first time, it is Caruso who leads the way in the 13 kart. So they head down through the dip, up over the rise. Caruso from Giannopoulos. Manif is the next kart through. Then we go back to, I think that's Boulding in the 16, who's running in fourth position now. No, it's not. It's Taylor Harness in the 48, followed by the 44 of Callanan. So all single file as they work their way back up the pit straight. Good start here for this, the first heat of Junior Heavies. Caruso, Giannopoulos. Caruso just looking like he's kicking away fractionally there, although his line into the dip was deceiving. A bit of a bang on the back bumper from Callanan on Harness just upset her slightly. Also upset Callanan, who lost momentum going through turns 12 and 13. And that gave Boulding and Chancellor an opportunity to try and set up a move. Chancellor goes to the outside of Boulding as they head up the hill. They work their way around the top turns now. And it is still Caruso who leads the way. They come towards the dip, up over the rise now with a heavy braking marker. Giannopoulos, a beautiful braking move into the S's, has seen him take the lead. So Giannopoulos now, your new race leader. As they work their way past the start finish line once again, Giannopoulos leads the way. A nice move going into the heavy braking for the start of the S's. And Giannopoulos, Caruso, Manif, Harness, Callinan, Boulding, Chancellor, Stefanovic, Bianchi and Taylor is your running order. So as they work their way down into that braking area again, Caruso now seen his weakness exposed and Manif tried to put his nose down in there as well. Giannopoulos with 0.3 of a second lead. He goes with the fastest lap of the race that time. A 34.686. Giannopoulos from the North Shore Karting Club in that leading IAME Kart 35. It's a Tony Kart there. Leading the way from the Birrell of Nicholas Caruso. Then the JMV chassis of Manif. Harry Steele, number 48, trying to join in the battle. Taylor Harness on board there. So Giannopoulos, Caruso, Manif, Harness, Callinan. Then it's back to Chancellor, Boulding, Stefanovic, Bianchi and Taylor as we have completed half race distance. Giannopoulos is skipping away here. A half a second lead the last time by. Here's Manif looking to the inside of Caruso, but Caruso had him covered through the S's that time. As the leader across the start finish line once again, his lap time just a bit slower than his best, but still has seen him open up a 0.6 of a second advantage over this battle for second, which Caruso, Manif and Harness are all in contention for. Callinan, Chancellor, then it's Boulding, the next three back. They're having a good battle of their own, followed then by Stefanovic, Bianchi and Taylor. So as the leader works his way back through turn 13 and up the front straight, it's Giannopoulos who's maintained his speed. Now Manif, that's the fastest lap of the race, at 34.401, as Kart's off the circuit, and we've got a driver, we've got a red flag call here, a driver is down, and that was a nasty incident as they headed up the pit straight. Red flags are out, and all carts heading in. We had completed seven laps, so the race could be declared by the officials that they had just gone three quarters race distance. And we've got two carts. I think that's Callinan and Taylor Chancellor. And I think that might be Taylor Chancellor who the officials are concerned with here. So a nasty incident here in junior heavy. Hopefully the driver will be okay. The tag 125 lights out onto the circuit now. Just an announcement from the officials that due to the delay, there will be all races 10 laps. So, seniors, all your races will now be 10 laps. At this stage, the juniors are remaining at 10. So, please be aware, all races are now 10 laps in race distance. As we have the tag 125s out on the circuit, Adrian Hogan in the 7, John McCabe in the 66, Robert Hogan in the 6, Brent Blakely in the 72. As we go racing in the heavies, Corey Donnelly in the 61 just gets left behind as Brent Blakely is the leader there. Brignogan, then it's Monaghan and Cox round out the running order. So just the three lights at the front of the field. It's Adrian Hogan in the 7, leading the way from Robert Hogan, and then John McCabe. McCabe in the 66, up to take second place. So Adrian Hogan leading the way here. In the heavies battle, it is Brent Blakely. So Brent Blakely leading the way in the heavies battle. As we have a card off the top, that is the 6 card of Robert Hogan. So Robert Hogan off the top of the circuit. As Adrian Hogan continues to lead. No, he doesn't. A good move there by John McCabe in the 66. And McCabe goes to the front. So Hogan dropped well back. He's still leading the heavies group, which is Blakely, the class leader there. So he's still running in third. But Robert Hogan now no longer a battle at the front of the field. And he's also now becoming a bit of a mobile chicane for the heavies that are behind him. So Blakely looks like he's still got some pressure on him, but he's dropped back a couple of spots, and now Robert Hogan moves out the way, but not before Blakely has lost 2 spots trying to get past him. So McCabe, Hogan, now it's Brigoni, then it's Donnelly, Blakely, Monaghan, Cox, and Hogan has dropped to the rear of the field. So John McCabe leading the way through the S's now on turns 12 and 13 to complete the lap. It's McCabe opening up a handy buffer over Adrian Hogan. Now you have the 4 of Brigoni leading the heavies battle with Donnelly, Blakey, Monaghan and Cox still all in contention there. Hogan still out there circulating at the rear of the field. So as the leaders make their way through the S's once again, no real battle at the front of the field. McCabe is pulled away from Hogan. Looks like Brigoni is also doing the same. He looks like he's doing it pretty easily there. Donnelly not putting up much of a challenge. He's got a gap back of almost 0.4 of a second, so almost half a second between himself and Brent Blakely. Monaghan and Cox all single file now. So as this race comes past race distance, they're completing lap number 6 now. It's McCabe still out in front. Fastest lap of the race is actually the heavy, a 31.942. For Chris Burgon, Burgoni is the Karting World Tony Kart from the North Shore Kart Racing Club. A 31.942 for Chris Burgoni. Then it's back to Donnelly, Blakey, Monaghan, Cox and Hogan. So, just commencing. Lap number 8 is your race leader, John McKay, well out in front. As McKay, Hogan, no real battle there. The gap 2.5 seconds between first and second. Brigon is running in third. No, he is running in third in the 4 card. Then it's the 61 of Corey Donnelly, who runs in 4. Right behind him is Blakey now. So Blakey starting to put the pressure on in that class battle for second. As the laps are counting down, the white flag at the ready. And the battle is for fourth position outright, although it looks like Donnelly has withstood the challenge. So John McCabe coming to the white flag now, as he leads the way here. Adrian Hogan sits in second. Brigoni is in third. Then it's Donnelly, Blakey, Monaghan, Cox and Robert Hogan rounding out that running order. So good start here for John McKay. Doing it easy at the front of this tag. 1-2-5, light and heavy field. as he comes to the checkered flag. We've got a spinner. Oh, that's Blakey in the 72, has had a spin on the last lap heading towards the S's. McCabe takes the victory. Hogan in second. Then it's Brigoni. Donnelly, Monaghan's up to fifth place now with Cox. And Robert Hogan, Brent Blakely out of his cart. And he looks to be okay. So, tag 125 in the books as we re-kick off racing. Just a reminder, all racing at this stage will be 10 laps duration. As we get set now for the juniors, heat number one, Nicholas Caruso, Taylor Harness and Thomas Sargent, the three starters here in the KA3s. So Nicholas Caruso in the three cart, Taylor Harness in the 48, Thomas Sargent in the 47. 10 laps the distance here in this shakedown for the 2016 New South Wales State Karting Championships, to be held here next month on the 28th of April through to the 1st of May. We're away in racing, and it is Caruso who gets the jump, heading up the pit straight for the first time. The Tiger Trays, UKS number 3, leading the way from the Mad Harry Steel, number 48 from Grenfell, Taylor Harness, and then, in fact, no, that is the 47 of Thomas Sargent, who's up to second position. So it's Sargent in the Tegra card, who heads out onto the start-finish straight to complete lap number one behind the three of Nicholas Caruso. So as they head up the back of up the pit straight, nose to tail, Caruso, not much of a gap between himself and Sargent, just 0.1 of a second, which is about a cart length, as the KA3s head down into the S's once again. Now through 11 and 12 and onto the start-finish straight, and Sargent has got a good run onto the straight this time, but can't seem to get a pass done as he heads up the pit straight again, nose to tail, no gap really to speak of. Caruso with a 33.636. And Sargent with a 33.657 as they come through the dip. Nose to tail again. Caruso just getting the back end a little bit squirrely there as they head through the S's. He gets himself a cart length advantage. Sargent cuts it in half coming through the final couple of turns. And they come across the line. Still that 0.1 of a second gap between first and second as they work up the pit straight. Now Taylor Harness has started to close in the gap. Harness, who sets the fastest lap of the race, a 33.386. It would be remiss not to say hello to the karting's true gentleman, Bob Harness, whilst he's out there watching this race. As Caruso now battling it out, he makes his way back up one position after he loses two spots to Sargent and Harness. And Harness now just shuffled back down to third, and Sargent has the fastest lap of the race, a 33.163. So as Sargent starts to pull away at the front of the field, it's still Caruso ahead of Harness, but Caruso getting a lot of opposite lock on that cart now as he's driving around the circuit. He's really having to try and catch that back end, and that is slowing him down. So Harness is looking to set up for something around the top turns. In through 5, 6, 7, but Harness can't match the pace of Caruso around that section of the track, and so she falls back in line as they work their way as the 47 of Sargent 32.9, his fastest lap. Sargent leading the way from Caruso and Harness. Three laps remaining here in the KA3 Juniors, heat number one. Round two of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Sargent now with an almost 2 second lead over this battle for second. Caruso and Harness nose to tail once again. And, oh, Kart, that's Caruso that's had dramas there at the top of the circuit. He's cut through the top turns now. And that will mean that he will fall back to a long way back in third. As two laps remain now. Now, I didn't see how he ended up off the circuit there. As Sargent, Harness and Caruso is the race order here in the KA3s. White flag at the ready. Thomas Sargent, a 32.9. His last lap is the 33.0, so still showing some quite consistent pace. Harness, also from the Grenfell Club, with Caruso from Combined Districts, based out there at Lithgow. Of course, the Caruso name being well established in Combined Districts over the years. And as he heads up the pit straight once again, just you can see how taily that kart has become. Checkered flag at the ready, and Thomas Sargent will lead them home in the KA3s, heat number one. Checkered flag is out. Sargent takes the victory from Harness and Caruso. Starting from the pole, heat number one of K4 Senior Heavies is the 77 of Thomas McDonald. Then it's Jamie Prendergast in the 23. The 11's Luke Seymour. The 24's Graham Stevens. 3 is Philip Middleton. 55 is Simon Kendrick. The 49 is Zachary Phelan. The 44 is Malcolm Inman. Now, Pat Callan and Philip Bowen in the 82 and the 32, respectively, don't appear out to be out on the circuit. So it's just the 8 carts. And now, well, it looks like a bit of confusion reigning supreme here between the competitors on how they're going to start. It's McDonald and Prendergast in the front row. Second row, Seymour and Graham. So looking for a start. We're away and racing, and it's the 77 of McDonald, Donnelly. Prendergast drops into second, whilst Callanan, well, Seymour and Stevens are the next two through. It's McDonald with about a 2-cart length advantage over Prendergast. Seymour and Stevens are the next two through. In fact, no, Stevens has dropped back, I think. So it'll be Seymour. Then it's Middleton, Kendrick. Phelan, Stevens and Inman are the running order. So the front two, McDonald and Prendergast, closing up on each other now as they head through the dip and towards the S's. So Jamie Prendergast in the FA cart from Griffiths, that's the Prendy's Autos, MIA tyres, cart number 23. Right up onto the back of McDonald now from Newcastle. McDonald from Newcastle spins going around the top turns. So your race leader just losing the back end of the card. He rejoins now, but will be at the tail end of the field. So Prendergast is your new race leader. Then it's the heavies battle of Seymour, Kendrick, Middleton and Phelan. Seymour with the advantage in cart number 10. Kendrick, Middleton still within challenging position. And the 77, although it's still running of Thomas McDonald, it's still not driving up at speed. So I think he's limping this one back to the pit lane. Yes, he is. He's got his hands in the air there. And so Jamie Prendergast will head into the lead of this race with a commanding advantage over Luke Seymour. Seymour in the Sodi cart from Combined District sets the fastest lap of the race, a 33.853. The Rotax engine on that cart. The FA cart leading the way of Jamie Prendergast. So the running order as we click over half race distance is Prendergast, Seymour, Kendrick, Middleton, Phelan, Inman and Stevens round out the running order. So the race leader doing it quite easy, a 2.7 second advantage for Jamie Prendergast in the Prendies Auto MAA Tyres card. The Sodi card of Luke Seymour from Combined Districts over there at Lithgow with Simon Kendrick from the North Shore Karting Club in the 55 running behind him. Now that gap, about 0.3 of a second, that works out to be about a cart length and a half at the start finish line. It looks like by the top of the circuit though, Seymour is able to open it up to about three cart lengths before Kendrick on the run down the hill gets to close it up. Now in fact it's opened up to about a five cart length advantage. Seymour cautious through the S's though, and this is where we really see the advantage from Kendrick. Kendrick, who just set the fastest lap of the race, a 33.7. So Kendrick, although he set the fastest lap of the race the last lap, he dropped back a long way at the beginning. We've got a spinner down there, that's Stevens in the 24 down in the S's, so he will gather things back up and start to get back up to pace. Now, Kendrick, who did drop back to about five cart lengths on that last lap, down the bottom of the circuit was able to really close in. He got the gap back down to about one cart length going through the S's. The gap is now 0.4 of a second between Seymour in the 10 and the 55 of Simon Kendrick. So Seymour and Kendrick, the best battle on the circuit. It's for second place, but it is a class battle at the same time. Then a gap back to Philip Middleton, another of the Lithgow drivers. Further back then to Malcolm Inman, who is from the North Shore Karting Club. No, sorry, that's Zachary Phelan. Malcolm Inman's from Manning Valley, and Stevens from the North Shore Karting Club rounds out the runners still out there on the circuit. So the white flag is out. And the race leader, Jamie Prendergast, in the 23, heads down the hill for the final time. The 24 is a lap down. The 23 is the Prendergast cart. And Prendergast now takes the victory. Jamie Prendergast takes the win over Luke Seymour, Simon Kendrick. Then it's back to Philip Middleton in the 3 cart. Further back then to Zach Phelan, Malcolm Inman and Graham Stevens, almost a lap down there by the end of that run after that spin in the middle section of the race. So the KA4s, heat number 1 completed. We'll have the tag 125 restricteds heading out onto the circuit next. This is the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Second and third positions. Rotax restricted action here as Corey Donnelly leads the way from Rodney Phillips. Then it's back to Jordan Phillips. Royce Gay shuffled back to fourth position now. Adam Martin, Trent Ether and Greg Jones. Unfortunately, the 32 of Scott Chadston seemed to pack up off the start-finish line, and Jordan Maloney in the 89 having problems before the start of the race. He's on the infield now and watching this one. Corey Donnelly, fastest lap on lap number 3, a 33.378. This time through, he goes faster, a 33.027. Rodney Phillips is 2.8 seconds back off Donnelly's rear bumper. Then it's Jordan Phillips, who's within a card length as they go through the top turns now and down the back straight. So as the leader heads into the S's, Rodney Phillips seems like he's got the measure of Jordan Phillips in the 46. Back then, Gay in the 78 seems to not have the pace of the two drivers from combined districts. Rodney Phillips in the 45. Jordan Phillips in the 46, then it's Gay. Martin is the next car through in the 34. And he's got a gap back to Trent Ether. Greg Jones rounds out the running order in the 51. So as Corey Donnelly, well out in front, 2.5 seconds. So the gap has reduced slightly. And he did a 33.2 on that last lap to a 33.0 for Rodney Phillips. So he's under control. And Corey Donnelly looks like he's on his way to a very solid victory. As we have three laps left to run. Corey Donnelly completing seven laps. Just regulating his pace. A 31.1 that time, so he maintains his advantage at the front of the field. Rodney Phillips still comfortably out in front of Jordan Phillips. As the race leader comes across the start finish line, Corey Donnelly, again just managing his pace, a 33.2 now. Phillips, a 33.0. Jordan Phillips, a 33.4. Gay, a 33.7. Then it's Martin, a 34.0. Ether, a 34.6. And Greg Jones, a 35 even. So quite a pace difference here in tag 125 restricted. As the white flag waves now, Donnelly, Rodney Phillips, Jordan Phillips are your top three. No one battling for position here on this final lap of restricted. Donnelly well under control here as he heads towards the S's for the final time. Just a little bit squirrely under brakes. I've noticed that a few times with the 60 cart just coming into the S's there. The back end starts to step away. No problems though, as Donnelly takes the victory. Donnelly takes the win. Phillips second. It's Rodney Phillips from Jordan Phillips. Royce Gay. And then it's Adam Martin, Trent Ether, and Greg Jones rounding out the running order. So tag 125 restricted in the book. Up next will be the Tag 125 Heavies. All right, Tag 125 Heavies. Kyle Jackson on the 27 is starting from the pole. Tony Brigoni in the 31. Then it's Daniel Cataldi in the 86. Lance Horn in the 49. Liam Clark in the 59. Tayan Ether in the 37. We're away and racing. A good jump off the start from Jackson, who leads them in two turns, number one. Through the pit turn now and up the pit straight. And Jackson is your race leader in the E-Strategies X30 engine JC cart. That's one of the James Courtney carts that he's now involved with. Brigoni in the 31. Cataldi in the 88. Then it's Lance Horn back there in the 49 with Ether, also mixing it up, trying to work his way up through the field. So Jackson, Brigoni, Cataldi, Clark, Horn, Taylor, Ether, Wall, Hogan, McCabe, Chancellor, Ordish, Laver and Simpson is the order. Already out to a handy lead is Kyle Jackson. Jackson and Brigoni. Brigoni in the Platinum and Karting World sponsored, Rotax powered, Tony Kart. Further back then, Cataldi, the first of the Lithgow drivers. Liam Clark has jumped up past Cataldi now. Cataldi from Canberra in the Esprit. Taylor also getting past Lance Horn, so the Wollongong driver doing well there is up into fifth place. The battle is really for fourth on back, where you've got Taylor and also Horn, Ether, Wall. They're all stacked up behind the Cataldi cart, the 86. Horn now with the 5 of Wall. Ether's dropped back a spot in the 37 cart. Then it's Lachlan Chanter in the 22. Paul McCabe in the 82. Michael Hogan in the 6. Ordish, Laver and Simpson rounds out the running order. But well out in front by over 2 seconds now is Kyle Jackson. His last lap of 32.551. A 32.458 is Tony Brigoni. So Liam Clark runs in third, Taylor in fourth. Then a gap back. Mitchell Wall in the 5 card has done well. He's worked his way up to fifth. There's stacks on the middle of the top of the circuit. We have 4 carts all involved in an incident up there. It was around where that Paul McCabe-Lance Horn battle was going on. And it looks like it's involved James Ordish, Barry Laver. Then I think it's the 86 of Cataldi, perhaps. We'll see as they come through. It's Jackson, Brigoni, Clark, Taylor, Wall, Chancellor. Then it's Horn, Hogan, Simpson, Laver. Ordish was involved in the incident with Tarnitha, McCabe and Cataldi. So they've all dropped to the back of the field. As the leader clicks off another lap, he's completed 6 laps now. And he is doing it easily with a 3.1 second advantage. A 32.8 his last lap. 32.9 for Brigoni. Liam Clark is a 32.8 as well. So it's Wollongong leading from North Shore Combined Districts, and then 2 more of the Wollongong drivers, Taylor and Wall, before the first of the Canberra Clue, and then they're lined up all behind the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor. Chancellor, then it's Horn, back then to Simpson, who has got Barry Laver right on his back bumper, then it's back to the 6 cart of Mitchell Hogan, who's lost a bunch of places. He gets past Dan Ether now. At the line, Ether is 12th. McCabe and Cataldi round out the running order. So it's a good race for the interstaters as Jackson, Brigoni, Clark and Wall all out in front with Taylor in 5th place as well. No one really battling for a position at the front of the field. Lachlan Chancellor, the best of the Canberra drivers, running in 6. Then it's Horn with a big gap back to Simpson. Ordish has regained some ground after that spin at the top of the circuit. Laver dropped back to 10th position with Ether also getting a spot on Hogan. White flag is out and Jackson in the JC cart leading the way quite comfortably. Brigoni in 2nd position. Then it's Clark and Wall. But Kyle Jackson doing it extremely well at the front of the field. Goes down into the S's for the final time. Through the S's now. And will take the checkered flag. Kyle Jackson takes the victory. Bragoni in the second position. Then it's back to Liam Clark. Wall and then Taylor. Chancellor, first of the Canberra drivers home in six. Horn, Simpson holding off Ordish at the end. Laver keeping Ether behind him. Then it's McCabe who got past Hogan on that last lap with Cataldi, the final runner out there on the circuit. So the KZ2s out onto the track next for their first heat of 2016 in the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series, brought to you by Race Culture Motorsport Design. As we get set now for heat number one of the KZ2 Super Series, and it'll be Josh Buchanan, who earlier today set a new lap record in the 12 kart. He'll start from the pole. Dean Starling in the 4. Matthew Nipperis in the 16. Then it's Dylan Pintolini in the 38. He had some dramas in that qualifying session. Came off the track once. The 27 is Joshua Pontaleone. Behind him is Daniel Orsini in the 19. Michael Pess, Tim Thorne will be the 8th and final starter. They're all formed up now, waiting for a yellow flag. Yellow lights are on, all the grid. Yellow flag is up. We're about to go racing. And, oh, a big jump there from Buchanan, the pole sitter. And that has caused all sorts of dramas. He's given away a huge advantage. He actually went on the drop of the yellow flag, didn't wait for the green light to come on, and Buchanan will have to see if there's any additional penalties put on, but that has given Dean Starling a huge advantage at the front of the field. The six-speed gearboxes banging up and down through the gear, so the leader, Buchanan, is down in fourth position. Starling leads the way as they come across to complete lap number one. Nipperis is there in second in the 16 car. Then it's Pontaleone. Buchanan, who got into the back of Pontaleone that time going into the S's, will have to be careful here because the officials will have a good long look at how he performs right throughout this race after that jump start. So, Starling leading from Nipperis. Then it's back to Pontaleone. Buchanan is the next car through. Then it's Pintini, Orsini, Peace and Thornton. The 8 carts out there in this KZ2 Super Series brought to you by Race Culture. Race Culture Motorsport Design. Proud sponsors of the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. Also supported by Quick Pixel Photography. They work their way down through the S's once again. Starling with a handy buffer, 1.1 seconds over Matthew Nipperis in the 16. Good line from Starling as he heads into the pit turn once again. Pressure is being applied to Pontaleone from Josh Buchanan, your pole sitter, who has the fastest lap of the race, a 31.65, and that was in heavy traffic. So Pintolini, Orsini, Peace and Thornton remain the running order as Starling, who's getting up to about 125 kilometres an hour, coming down into the braking zone, into the dip. The six gearboxes, the drivers, you can see they're busy at work as they're crunching up and down through the gears on each lap. 50 horsepower engines here in this KZ2. Heat number one, Starling leading the way from Nipperis. Then it's back to Pontaleone and Buchanan. Further back then to the 38 of Pintolini. Now I mentioned, but oh, Pintolini with dramas coming through the final turns. Now he's trying to get drive back on that kart. He's crashing through the gearbox trying to get a gear to work, but it hasn't fired back up, and he is stepping from the cart. So Pintolini, who was running in the fifth position at the time, has now found himself as a DNF, and he is trying to pull his cart from the circuit as the rest of the field now work their way by. So Pintolini's cart still on the outside of turn 13. Yellow lights are flashing as they come into that part of the track. He'll have a moment now to clear the cart off the circuit before the leaders are back through once again. He doesn't know what to do. He's getting a signal there from the officials to get that cart off the circuit, but he's very slow to respond. He's now pulled it into the kitty litter, halfway off the circuit. I'm not sure if that'll see the green lights being put back on for the bottom section of the track. So Dean Starling is your race leader. His lead has been cut somewhat, down to a second, by Matthew Nipperis. Pontelioni, Bennett Buchanan, Orsini, Thornton Peace, all the final runners on the circuit. In fact, Peace is putting some pressure back on Thornton, who just grabbed that spot a few moments ago. Starling leads from Nipperis. Pontelione, Buchanan in the 12. So Buchanan, who was the Euro-Oz pole sitter, the Super Pole winner, was looking to try and get the bonus points for dominating the weekend. Well, that bonus point looks like it's off the table now, because Dean Starling is your leader and Buchanan is back in fourth position. So it's Starling, Nipperis, Pontelione, Buchanan, Orsini as they come to the white flag. So Starling in control, a 1 second lead over Nipperis. Then it's back to Pontelione and Buchanan. A big gap back then to Daniel Orsini, Thornton and Peace, the final cart out on the circuit. So race leader, Dean Starling, heads into the S's for the final time. The four cart from the North Shore Karting Club in Sydney takes the checkered flag and the win in heat number one of the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. Starling taking the victory by 1.2 seconds over Matthew Nipperis. Back to Josh Pontelione, Josh Buchanan, Daniel Orsini, and then it's Tim Thorne who holds off Michael Peace in the back end of that. Pintolini in the 38. He unfortunately came to a stop on lap number 4. So a great start there for the KZ2s here at Canberra.